If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys coming up today over the next 30 minutes. Bama LSU on Saturday. We're going to break down that matchup and talk about the LSU coaching search with Preston Guy coming up here in a moment. We'll also dive into some of the other games coming up on the Week 11 slate, some of my favorite bets. Also look at the NFL Week 10 slate. We looked at half the games yesterday. We'll look at the other half of games that we have upcoming this week. And then we'll dive into some more college basketball. Yesterday, we previewed the Big Ten. Today, we will look at the SEC on Send It In. And then, as always, wrap up the show with our favorite plays of the day. Any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send in your questions at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glass is in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Join us over the phone is Preston Guy, staff writer covering LSU football at TigerBait.com. Give Preston a follow on X at PGuy77. And Preston, before we get into Bama LSU this weekend, definitely want to talk to you about everything going on right now with LSU in terms of the coach. We know Brian Kelly got let go after the Texas A&M game. We were talking before the season started, Preston. We were previewing LSU, and it was obviously a big year for Kelly. A lot of people felt like he was on the hot seat, but you mentioned how much the buyout was, how many years he had left on the deal, and you just thought it would be really tough for LSU to let him go. They obviously made that decision. Were you surprised that they ended up doing it, considering how the season has gone for the Tigers up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's certainly not that Brian Kelly's tenure wasn't one that was deserving of being fired at the point he was at. I mean, he has had every resource he's needed to be successful, and it seems there's a self-imposed ceiling to the success Brian Kelly was capable of here in Baton Rouge. You know, he was 5-11 versus top 25 teams, and that's just not going to cut it. You're 8-11 on the road in the regular season, and you know, at a university like LSU, that's not close. You weren't even close to snipping a chance to make your team into a 12-team playoff in four seasons. So I don't think anybody was surprised. The financials is what really caught me off guard, because, you know, from my understanding, LSU didn't have $53.3 million plus buyouts of everybody else, you know, coaching staff, and then money to go get, you know, a top dollar coach. And I think that was accurate, and that's why we saw the utter turmoil. This wasn't a termination of a football coach handled regularly. It was a termination of a coach with no university president at the time, which led to the termination of the athletic director, meaning you had a university with no president, no AD, and no head football coach as of Monday. So they have fixed two out of three of those, and you know, they are looking now to find that coach now.
They certainly are, and they're not going to be the only one, Preston, right? I mean, they don't even have to go as far as their own conference. We know Auburn's going to be looking for one, Florida's going to be looking for one, Arkansas is going to be looking for one, and that's just in the SEC. This coaching cycle is going to be crazy in the offseason. Kiffin's obviously going to be the name at a lot of these schools, the top choice, certainly LSU being one of them. So do you feel like Kiffin would be their top choice? And if Kiffin decides not to go to LSU, who do you think are some other names that the Tigers try and go after to be their new coach?
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly your first choice of names that are anywhere near realistic. Now, whether he comes or not, I still think it's far more likely he would stays in Ole Miss and comes to LSU for a number of factors. But, I mean, obviously they're going to poke feelers out at Nick Saban if they already have it to see if he wants to come back. And I would put that as a infinitesimal chance that he would even field a phone call. And then you're going to feel out a guy, Dan Lanning, is obviously a guy who, you know, you hire Dan Lanning, you're preparing to win multiple championships. That guy's the real deal. Mm-hmm. I think both of those are very unlikely due to their situations. And then, yeah, probably Lane Kiffin would be shortly there afterward. They'd be very happy with him. After Lane Kiffin, I would say, you know, there's a drop-off in terms of how much they would be interested in the coach. But, you know, there's a lot of – I think it's a good coaching field out there. You know, Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri is a name to watch. John Sumrall Tulane is a guy who's won a lot of football, okay? Jeff Brohm at Louisville is another name to watch. Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. And then, you know, you also can't rule out the possibility of going with a coordinator who's had a lot of success. We've seen that formula be successful where you go with an elite coordinator, you give them an elite job and it works out, like Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, like Ryan Day, Ohio State, Kirby Smart, Georgia. Speaking of Georgia, Glenn Schumann is there. He's talking about a guy who, as an assistant, has won 6 championships. I mean, the guy's 35 years old. All he knows is winning football. So that's a name to definitely keep an eye out as a dark horse for this race.
I kind of like the Kenny Dillingham idea personally, Preston. You know, his name's not getting thrown out a bunch there in Tempe at Arizona State, but I think he could get a big job this upcoming cycle. So that'll be interesting to watch. We're talking with Preston Guy here on Sendin' In. Let's get into the game that we have on Saturday between Bama and LSU. And the firing of Brian Kelly kind of plays a factor into this game, Preston, because, again, there have been so many firings already this season. And we have seen a lot of teams that initial game after they fire their coach have a really good effort. We saw Penn State after they fire Franklin go to Iowa, nearly beat the Hawkeyes. We just saw it on Saturday with the Gators, nearly beat Georgia up in Jacksonville. So Bama LSU is obviously a huge rivalry game. They're coming off a bye. Would you expect LSU to have max effort in this game? Would you expect the Tigers to show up?
Yeah, I mean, anytime your coach is fired and you see everything that's gone down, that always lights a fire on the people. I would expect this is a team that plays with a lot more life. That being said, I'm not expecting Frank Wilson to go out there and wave a magic wand and all of a sudden have your offensive line start dominating in the trenches just because they're more highly motivated. We're talking about, you know, an offensive line unit that ranks toward the bottom of the SEC in almost every metric. I mean, this is a team that struggled offensively quite a bit. I do think they're going to change some things up. Obviously, Alex Atkins takes over for play calling for Joe Sloan. I would expect more of a power running element, more of a traditional run power game. That being said, that's what they've really, really struggled with all year long is running the ball. And I question that philosophy if this team has the DNA to have a power running game built in, especially one that's been installed over 2 weeks instead of months or years. You know, I don't expect any sort of magic wand. I think the team will fight hard, play hard. Whit Weeks is listed as doubtful. That's another major factor. Again, he's been out for 2 weeks and they've lost both those games. You know, I think they play hard, but I think coming out with a win at Alabama is a tall, tall order to expect.
You mentioned the Whit Weeks injury, Preston, and he was out for that A&M game. LSU's defense has been terrific this season, and not many teams have cracked 30 points or more against LSU. Vandy and A&M are the only teams to do it. What A&M especially, what was it in that game that they did that gave LSU's defense so much trouble? Because we have not seen the Tigers' defense look like they did in that game all season.
Well, you got to understand LSU had 4 key contributors on that front 7 missing for that game. They did hold their own for the first half. LSU actually held the first half lead 18-14. But then in the second half, Marshall Reed, who is I mean, he's the real deal, guys. I mean, you know, this A&M team is very good. I don't want to take anything away from them, but the running quarterbacks has been the Achilles heel of this LSU defense under Blake Baker. They like to do a lot of aggressive blitzes, and, you know, a talented quarterback's going to make a guy miss, and he's going to find an open lane that creates. It does create a lot of chaos and havoc, and big plays do come. You know, sometimes you'll get five interceptions against G.J. Lagway in Florida, and then sometimes Marshall Reed's going to run hog wild. You know, I also look at how lifeless that team looked. I think that 35-0 run that Texas A&M went, it was more of a just team demoralization is kind of what it felt like. They just all looked checked out, no energy, no motivation, and just kind of felt helpless. So I do think from that aspect, they should be better off. That being said, not having Whit Weeks is not a good sign. He's one of the best linebackers in the country. And, you know, you've seen that this defense is not as infallible as it looked early on. Early in the season, you thought, you know, they would be deep and talented. Well, you lose four key contributors to that defensive front seven, and all of a sudden you start to see some scratches on the Mercedes.
Bama's favored by 10 on Saturday night. Preston, what would be your thoughts there? You think Bama wins, LSU can keep it close, or you think the Tide win by a couple touchdowns on Saturday?
Yeah, I would be very impressed if LSU can keep this a one-score game. I'd be very impressed with the job Frank Wilson's done. I don't know that 10 is enough points. I would say, you know, I would expect Bama to cover by two touchdowns. But, you know, if LSU does better than that, I'm going to consider it an impressive job by Frank Wilson and company.
Going to be an interesting game Saturday night. First game for LSU without head coach Brian Kelly. We're talking with Preston Guy, staff writer, covering LSU football at TigerBait.com. Give him a follow on X at PGuy77. Preston, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. I know you're busy these days with everything going on. Hope to catch up with you again soon. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, good stuff there. Preston Guy talking LSU football here on Sendin' In. Let's continue talking college football. We're already at week 11. We had the college football playoff rankings last night. It was good to see that reveal show. And what that show revealed is that this will be a top 10 matchup between Texas Tech and BYU. And we're going to start there. On Wednesdays on the show, like we do every week, I'll give you guys the favorite, the underdog, the outright winner, the over, and the under that I like best this week. Talked about it yesterday's show. Favorite that I like the best is going to be Texas Tech, laying 10 against BYU. I think this is a smash spot for Texas Tech. Baron Morton, their quarterback, played last week against Kansas State, looked very good. When Morton has been in the lineup for Texas Tech, they've won every game by at least 23 points. They have been super dominant. They have the best defense in the Big 12. They have the best team in the Big 12. And BYU's done this the last couple of years, man. You know, where all these lines, it's like a line like this, where it looks like you should bet Texas Tech and then BYU covers, and a lot of the times they win outright. But much like last season when BYU was undefeated, we got to this point where they played Kansas late in the year and BYU lost at home and their season kind of unraveled. I think the same thing happened Saturday. They lose, they don't cover against Texas Tech, and then their season starts to unravel. So I like the Red Raiders minus 10 on Saturday against BYU. How about the underdog I like the best? Tulane on Friday night against Memphis. Give me the Green Wave plus 4.5. We've been talking about this game the last couple days, and it's very similar line movement to what we were seeing at a USC and Nebraska. We talked about on Monday, bet now Tulane plus 7. Just like the previous Monday, we talked about Nebraska plus 7. Then it moves down to 6.5. Memphis Tulane moved down to 6.5. And then we came in middle of the week and USC was down to a 4.5-point favorite. And look where we are now, where Memphis is a 4.5-point favorite. It's literally been the same line movement.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
In Memphis Tulane that we saw last week with Nebraska and USC. And what happened? USC won by 4. Nebraska covered the game. I could see the same thing. Tulane wins outright. Memphis wins by a field goal or they win by 4 points. I think this is going to be a close game. Tulane got smashed last week against UTSA on the road. I think they bounced back. Memphis is a good team right now. If the playoffs started today, they would be the group of five representative as the 12 seed. But Tulane, with Jake Retzlaff at quarterback, John Summerall, a very good head coach, and their defense, I think, steps up. I think Tulane is absolutely live in this game, and I think they cover the 4.5. The total, the over that I like the best this week is going to be over 56.5 in Navy and Notre Dame. I think this game is going to be a shootout because I don't think Navy's going to be able to stop Notre Dame. The Irish are favored by 26.5 points in this game. I think the Irish score in the mid to high 40s. And I also think Navy is probably going to score about 14 to 17 points as well. I see this game being like 45-17, 48-14, somewhere in that range. But I think the combined score is going to be in the 60s. So at 56.5, I like the over. That Notre Dame offense with those athletes and those studs and Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price going to be way too much for Navy to deal with. And then on the flip side, I think Navy's going to be able to score their points because even though the Irish do face Navy just about every other year, they do see the wishbone every year, it's still a little bit tough to prepare for. So I like over 56.5 in Navy and Notre Dame. The under that I like the best is going to be Texas A&M Missouri under 48.5. We're just talking about A&M with Preston, and the last time we saw them, they looked really good in that second half against LSU. Think about this. A&M's played 3 road games so far this season. They've scored at least 40 points in all of those road games. Here they are on the road again on Saturday against Missouri, and this total is only at 48.5. I think that's very telling. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a game that's played in like the low 20s, like a 24-17, 24-20 kind of game. Missouri's quarterback, Bo Prabula, got hurt in the Vandy game, but they had a bye last week, so I think a lot of people forgot about that. The backup is going to be in who doesn't have a lot of career experience. Mizzou's going to try and lean on Ahmad Hardy, and I don't think he's going to find much running room in this game against A&M's defense. And then on the flip side, Missouri's got a very good defense, especially when they're at home. I think they'll be able to keep A&M in check a little bit. They're very good against mobile quarterbacks. I think this is a low-scoring game. I like under 48.5 in A&M and Missouri. And then finally, the outright winner that I like the best on Saturday. Give me Kentucky plus 140 against Florida. It felt like Florida's Super Bowl was the Georgia game. You fire Billy Napier, you have the bye week, you get to play Georgia, and the Gators had that game. They were leading it in the fourth quarter. Georgia scores about 5 minutes left. They end up winning the game. Now Florida turns around the following week. You got to go on the road and you got to play Kentucky. Mark Stoops is kind of is coaching for his job a little bit, and Kentucky's really looking for that marquee win this season. They played Ole Miss tough at home this year. They took Texas to overtime. They haven't been able to quite come up with that big win yet. This is the win that they're looking at. Florida has dominated this series for forever, and they see a reeling Gators team and a chance to upset them, and I think Kentucky might just do that. So I like the Cats plus 140 against Florida on Saturday. All right, let's talk some NFL here on Send It In. Anything that you guys like in the NFL this week for week 10, let me know. Anything that you are on. Let's start with one of my favorite games of the week. I think this is going to be the upset of the week, and that's going to be the New Orleans Saints. I think they're going to beat Carolina on Sunday. We get this 5.5-point spread. Again, we talked about it with Patriots and Falcons last week. Pats were favored by 5.5. You normally want to take a road dog as a 5.5-point favorite. They normally cover, and they tend to win outright. Falcons came up a point short in that game, but they ended up covering the spread. I mean, think about this. Carolina last week against Green Bay was a 14-point dog on the road. Now they are a 5.5-point favorite. When's the last time you have seen a 20-point swing for a team in the matter of a week? It never happens in the NFL. That's crazy. And not only did Carolina cover that game against Green Bay, they obviously won outright. So you're getting the Panthers off an outright win as a big dog. Now they come home where they're a favorite, never this size. When's Carolina ever been a 6-point favorite at home under Bryce Young? You're getting a team off a big win, a team that's never used to being in this type of situation as this big of a favorite, and you're getting a Saints team. They're 1-8. They're still playing hard. Tyler Shuck making his second career start. It's a divisional game. I really like the Saints. It feels like I bet the Saints every single week. I really like them this week, and I think they're going to win that game against Carolina. We'll talk about survivor pools tomorrow. Be careful of Carolina. This game kind of reminds me of Atlanta and Miami, or of the Bengals and the Jets game. You get these teams that are laying these kinds of numbers that aren't used to it against teams that have no wins, one win. They're desperate to get that win for the first time in a long time. It's dangerous stuff. I think this is going to be your upset. I like the Saints plus 200 against the Panthers. Take the 5.5 as well. Jags and Texans is just a gross game. Of all the games on the board this week, this is the one that I look at and I'm just like, pass. I'm good. Nothing to see here. CJ Stroud still in the concussion protocol, likely not going to play against Jacksonville. Look, it's a divisional game. It's tough to beat a team two times. Jacksonville already beat Houston this season. Houston, though, it feels like that was maybe their season against Denver this past week. You really needed to win that game for a chance to feel like maybe you can win, you can get into the wild card. Not only do you lose that game, but you lose your quarterback as well. I don't like Trevor Lawrence against this Texans defense, though. I think the Jags in a teaser, this has to be one of the best teaser legs of the week. It's a low total at 38. You're getting the better quarterback with Trevor Lawrence against Davis Mills. It's a divisional game. These games are always close between these two teams. It's going to be a 3-point game probably either way. Betting the Jags up to +7 in a teaser, I think that's the way to go. So I like Jags in a teaser against Houston. What about the Cardinals and the Seahawks? Outside of Saints-Panthers, this also might be my favorite bet of Week 10. I do like the board this week, and I really like Arizona +6.5. I got them at +7. We talked about it on Monday. Before that, Cowboys and Cardinals Monday night game, grabbed the Cardinals at +7. Now they're at +6.5. I still really, really like it, though. Every week on this show, I come on and I try to tell you guys, every week, Seattle goes on the road, we bet Seattle. Look at what they did again to Washington on Sunday night. They are awesome on the road. When Seattle's at home, though, especially when it's not a primetime game, that's when you want to fade them. 5-8 straight up under Mike McDonald at home. Divisional game. It's tough to beat a team two times. Seattle's already beaten Arizona earlier this year in that Thursday night game in Phoenix. No Kyler Murray. And wouldn't we rather have Jacoby Brissett in this game than Kyler Murray? Kyler always struggles against Seattle. He always throws multiple interceptions against Mike McDonald. So the fact that it's Brissett, I absolutely love that. The fact that it's a divisional game, I'm getting 6.5 points with a team that's already lost to Seattle, I love that. The fact that Seattle is at home as opposed to on the road, I love that. And then the last kicker, Cardinals are 3-5 this season. All five of their losses have been by 4 or fewer points. All Arizona does is play people close every single week. I like Cardinals +6.5 against Seattle. Rams and 49ers, this is an interesting game as well. LA favored by 4 against San Francisco. We had Nick Henyon on yesterday talking about how much he liked the Rams -3. He got a good bet there. Now that it's up to 4, would probably take the Rams if I had to bet it. It just doesn't feel like, again, we're baking enough into how many injuries the 49ers have on defense. No Bosa, no Warner, no Mikel Williams. They're just beat to hell right now on the defensive side of the ball, and the Rams are not going to take them lightly because they lost outright to San Francisco as a big favorite when they played about a month ago. It also feels like the total's a little too high, doesn't it, at 49.5? I get it's that high because you're getting that Rams offense going up against that Niners defense, but these matchups between these two teams, people think, oh, McVay, Shanahan, shootouts with these two coaches and these two offenses when they're fully healthy. But these games tend to be lower scoring. I think 49.5 is too high, so I like the under in the game, and I'd probably just take the Rams in a money line parlay or something like that. Lions, a 9.5-point favorite on the road against Washington on Sunday. I think all of us that follow the NFL, that bet the NFL, we all know when the Lions come off of a straight-up loss, you want to bet them the following week. I think they've won their last 12 games and covered their last 12 games under Dan Campbell off of a straight-up loss. And on the flip side, they're playing a Washington team that it just feels like it's unspiraling quickly in Washington. Normally you want to back a team like Washington that got embarrassed at home on primetime like they did on Sunday night against Seattle. Their defense is so bad, though, and now Jaden Daniels is out for the season. I just don't know the motivation for Washington. I don't know where they're going to be at in this game. McLaurin's likely still going to be out as well. And the Lions, man, off of a loss, that is never a team that you want to play. So it does feel like a nice smash spot for Detroit in this game against Washington. Keep in mind, too, it's a revenge game from last year when Washington beat them in the playoffs. So Dan Campbell, I'm sure, will remind his team of that as well. Sunday Night Football, Steelers and Chargers. LA, a 3-point favorite at home. Total in the game is 45. This is a tricky game. Joe Alt is not going to play for the Chargers. Massive deal. Outside of like Lane Johnson, Trent Williams, feels like Joe Alt might be the most important lineman in the league in terms of when he plays, his team wins. When he doesn't play, his team loses. So he's not going to be in there for the Chargers, which is a massive deal. The two things I can't get over, though, with this game. The first one is just the spread itself. The Chargers are -3 in this game at home against the Steelers. It was a couple weeks ago where they were laying 2 points at home against the Colts. How can the Chargers be laying 2 points at home against the Colts and they're only laying 3 this week against the Steelers? And then we talk about the Steelers and the Colts. Yes, the Steelers did just win that game, but I mean, that was the ultimate Tomlin voodoo magic. Guys, they forced 6 turnovers and they only won the game by 7 points. I still don't think the Steelers are any good. I still don't think that defense is any good. I trust Harbaugh in this kind of game and I trust the Chargers to come out of there. I think getting 3 is a good number with LA. So I like the Chargers -3 against the Steelers. And then Monday Night Football, game of the week, Eagles-Packers is going to be really, really fun. Green Bay favored by 2.5. Total in the game is 44.5. I really don't have a strong feel in this one. Eagles are coming off a bye. They're well rested. Packers are coming off that brutal loss to Carolina. You would expect them to bounce back. Nick Kenyon yesterday talked about the under. That might be the play in this kind of game. So I think that could be a look. Maybe Saquon rushing attempts as well, trying to slow down that Green Bay pass rush against Jalen Hurts. I think the under might be the look there. But yeah, Packers-Eagles, that's going to be a fun one. Feels like a good game you could live bet as well. But week 10 in the NFL, a couple of good different games that I really like this upcoming week. Let's talk some college basketball now here on Send It In. Yesterday we talked about the Big Ten. Let's look at the SEC today. This league got 14 teams into March Madness last year. I don't think we see that again, but I think it's still going to be a very good league. Florida is your favorite at +225. Kentucky right after them at +300. I don't want to overreact to one game for Florida, but man, are they going to miss Walter Clayton? Are they going to miss Elijah Martin? Are they going to miss Will Richard? Those guards that were so good for them last year, especially Clayton. Boogie Flan's a nice player. Xavier Lee's a nice player too. These guys are nowhere near Walter Clayton, Richard, Martin. They're just nowhere near. While they might have the best front court in college basketball, at the end of the day, when you play in a league as good as the SEC and so many of these games come down to the wire and you're going to need your guards to carry you, I just don't know if Florida's going to be able to do that. So not betting the Gators as the favorite. Don't really want Kentucky either, to be honest with you. I understand the love for Kentucky. Last night, they had 9 guys that played 17 minutes or more. They had 4 guys score in double digits. They're a very deep team, and their defense is going to be much improved this year. I just don't know if they're going to be as good offensively as maybe some people think they're going to be this year. So I'm out on those two teams. Arkansas is interesting because John Calipari, shocker, got himself some very good freshmen, a couple of 5-stars. And he also mixed his roster with some guys that came back to Arkansas for another year. He went into the portal and got some of the transfers as well. So Calipari's team got off to a slow start in SEC play last year, got better as the season went on. We saw them upset St. John's and go to the Sweet 16. Arkansas is a team I would rather buy into later on in the year than I would in conference play. Alabama, I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be a top 3-4 team in the league. Their offense is going to be awesome as it always is. They're going to have the best backcourt that nobody's going to talk about with Filon and Holloway. I don't know if this team's going to win the SEC, though. My pick is going to be the Tennessee Volunteers at plus 850. Why? Because it's a guessing game with all these other teams and how good they're going to be on certain ends of the floor. Maybe not Alabama in their offense, but with Tennessee, we always know what they're going to be on defense. And their backcourt of Jacoby Gillespie and Nate Amett, I'm excited to watch that unfold throughout the season. I like the value with the Vols at plus 850, so they would be my look. Keep an eye on Vanderbilt as well. They're going to be good in hoops this year, you guys. Mark Byington's a very good coach, and I like what he did in the portal. He's got a bunch of shooters. They're going to fill it up, and they're going to upset some people, so keep an eye on Vandy. And then Texas A&M at 25-1. Remember the name Bucky McMillan. He was the head coach at Samford. Now he's at A&M. Bucky's teams play like a lot of people want their teams to play. 94 feet, full court press, jacking threes, going 100 miles per hour, and he brought in a lot of high-level transfers from different programs that if they can gel, they could be dangerous. So keep an eye on A&M. They would be my long shot at 25-1. Promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's an NBA Odds Boost token, and this NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary at BetMGM. Download the app today, and please gamble responsibly. All right, you guys, let's wrap the show with PJ's plays here on Send It In, and it is all NBA on the card today. Nothing in college I really like, football or basketball, so we'll go to the association. Cam Thomas, we're going to go over 24.5 points for him against Indianapolis. My guy Shawnee Sharp's going to the game tonight, and he tells me that every Pacers game he goes to, they lose, and the game goes to overtime. So if both of those things are true, I'm taking the guy that has the best chance of going off tonight for Brooklyn and Cam Thomas over 24.5 points.
Also, 32-1, by the way, that's parlayed, Peach. 32-1 overtime, and Nets win 32-1.
I like that. All right, so there you go. If you want to take Nets money line overtime, 32-1. Dog of the day is going to be the Spurs tonight, +2.5 against the Lakers. I just think the Spurs are the better team. I don't think they should be dogs in this game. I'm rolling with Wemby and San Antonio. And then give me Dallas, -7.5 against New Orleans tonight. Pel's got their first win of the season like we thought they would. I think Dallas, though, smashes them tonight. Lay the 7.5. That is my best bet. Thanks again to Preston Guy for joining us today on the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Spring is the season everyone refreshes everything except their blinds. People put it off because they think it's complicated. But at Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years proving it's not. Right now, you can save big during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 50% off site-wide. Huge savings on special buys, plus a free professional measure now during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.